Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. I pray today that we will die to self and surrender the entirety of our lives to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus, so that we will reflect God's goodness and love everywhere we go. May our greatest desire be to know and love God more intimately. May we run after an authentic relationship with our Heavenly Father and implant His word and promises deeply in our hearts. And may we hold onto the truth that Jesus speaks over our lives and the peace that He gives to us until the day of His return. Our scripture for today is from Philippians 4 verses 8 to 9. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. So let us be determined this week to desire an authentic and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. When we thirst to know and love God more deeply, we find ourselves yearning to spend more time in prayer and petition before Him. We can't help ourselves studying and meditating on His word and bringing our earnest worship and praise before Him. That is when our loving Heavenly Father draws near to us, when Jesus reveals truth to us, and when the Holy Spirit equips and encourages us to live in and through His strength. As God fills us with His love, His peace, and His words of life, may it give us courage to die to ourselves, to speak truth from our hearts, to serve our Lord with excitement, passion, and zeal, and to share the good news everywhere until the day of His return. And may we receive the gift of remembrance and truth that points us to the promises and hope of Jesus. Trying times often trigger fear, worry, stress, and anxiety in us. But let us take heart today. Jesus has already overcome the world. It's His light that illuminates all darkness, anxiety, and worry. It's His light that reveals the truth that displaces our fear or sinful desires. It's His light that sparks passion in our hearts to love Him more dearly and to entrust every aspect of our lives to Him as we serve and glorify Him. So let's keep planting His truth deep in our hearts. Jesus is our Prince of Peace and light in the darkness. He is our stronghold and place of refuge. He is for us and always with us. He is constant in His faithfulness and in His word. He is loving, kind, and gracious. He loves us unconditionally, and He is our Lord and Savior forever. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord Jesus, we thank You that You have invited us to confess what is actually true about the place that we are, the fears that we have, the realities that we're facing. And then into that place, You speak truth to us and over us and around us. And in repentance, we just simply turn toward what is true and we begin to live out of that. So we thank You that You're a God who engages with us. Would You come and speak to us?
It's in that moment where when You take over, life becomes easy because we do not need to be in control and have all the answers, because You say to us, come to Me, you who are weary, because My yoke is soft and My burden is light. because you are actually the one that's already carrying us through everything. We just actually need to start trusting you and moving deep into relationship. And Father, I beg and pray that you will change our hearts so that we will open up and be willing to be vulnerable and allow you to actually change it for the better.
Abba, Father, thank you for the free gift of eternal life, that we do not have to do good things, that it's free and that we don't deserve it. Thank you that we do not have to try and be a good person. Thank you for the peace and the abundant life that we have in you, that we do not have to live in fear. Please be with us all and help us to have a personal relationship with you.
Let's not allow distraction to diminish our passion for him and for his word. Let's aim to finish well. Let's ask him every morning, Lord, will I see you today? Will you come today? May our great desire be, Amen, come, Lord Jesus, come. And may our constant prayer be, Lord, help us to return to our first love, to love you and to love your word and to love your people and to eagerly look forward to your return. May our heart, soul, and body cry out, Maranatha, Amen, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Father, I thank you that we can ask you to teach us to have your word in our mouths, to speak your word in our situations, and that we will meditate, that we will think about things that are worthy, praiseworthy unto you. And I thank you that the God of peace be with us. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.